Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
What road we're walking and how do we get to that other road? So there's a picture of it right there. It shows you high road, low road. One's one direction, the other's the other. So which one are you on? And the question is, can you really choose or do circumstances determine which road you're on? Have you ever started off on the high road and then you got into traffic and started yelling at the other motorists? And all of a sudden you went from up here to down here on the low road. Anybody ever said something that hurt your feelings? You were on the high road, but because they said that, it sent you down to the low road and you just stayed on the low road the rest of the day. Have anybody stayed on the low road the rest of the day? Yeah, I have. But you know what? It's pitiful down there. Yeah, it's no fun. I don't know what we get out of it, but I always like what Chuck, what's his name, said. Chuck? Swindoll. Thank you. He said, in 1 minute, you can change your attitude and therefore your entire day. So I like to say, in 1 minute, you can move from the low road back to the high road. Yeah. That actually happened to me this morning. I said something to Becky, sent me to the low road. About 20 minutes later, I came back and repented and I got back up on the high road. And I even told her that. I said, Becky, that sent me to the low road. And here I am giving a talk today on the high road. But I want to give you assurance and encouragement. You can get back on the high road just like that. All right. Yeah, really? How's that work? Well, here's how it works. Philippians 3. Forgetting those things which are behind, and I've added some. These are not in the scripture. I'm adding my parenthetical little comments. Forgetting those things which are behind, the former and worthless, and reaching out to those ahead, above, higher, Christ-like, thinking like Jesus, talking like Jesus. I press on to the mark for the prize of the high, there you go, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's calling us up a little bit higher. Would he call us up there to walk with him if we couldn't do it? Wouldn't that be terribly frustrating? If all he said, you know, I did it. Good luck for you guys. Hope y'all can do it. Yeah. No? He's calling us up there. So this is a Bible study. So here's, like we did last time, here's a question. What are some things in our lives that, like Paul, we left behind? What are some things we left behind? Let me just jumpstart you. He was saying he left behind his Pharisaical attitude. He left behind his religiosity. He left behind the things that qualified him in his culture. He left those behind to get something better, which was what? Christ. Okay. So what about some things in our life that are back there and you're glad they're back there? Revenge, getting even with people. Come on, throw some others. Just one word things is okay. How about worry? All right, so keep going. I'm kind of giving you a start here. I don't like to talk. Yeah, go ahead. You have to say one word. Anger. Well, are those really in your past or are you capable of bringing them back up? As long as you're on that road, they're all there. They might have been in your past, but you're walking right along the road where all of those things are potentially a part of your life and everything. Next thing you know, you're yelling at people on the freeway. Oh, I didn't think I did that anymore. Well, you're going to have to pass that test. There's a test on the low road for you to get up on the high road and stay there. Is that possible to get on that high road? Yes. Is it possible to stay there? Yes. Is it likely that you will stay there? No. Because we have a lot of ups and downs. But when you have the down, just realize, ask God, what road am I on right now? What road am I on? And he'll say, the Holy Spirit, he's not going to condemn you for being on the low road. What he's there for is to help you back up on the high road. So he won't condemn you for that. He'll forgive you for it. But he's waiting for you to say, Holy Spirit, help me to get back up on the high road. So what are the things that are high above that keeps our lives on track? So what are some things that you can do to get back up there? Pray, Becky. Be grateful, thankful. Yeah, that's a good one. Abide in the Word. Forgiveness. And you forgive. Ask for forgiveness and then you forgive. Joyfulness. Yeah. All right, how about this? Realizing who you are in Christ. Making those kinds of declarations. Lord, I was not made to be on this low road. I was made to walk on the high road. You know what Adam and Eve walked before the fall? They were walking on the high road. Yeah, all the time. Yeah, that's what made their fall so unfortunate. The devil took them to the low road. He promised them the high road. Matter of fact, he promised them a higher road. There's something higher. See, God's holding you back. You're limited. What you don't realize, you're unlimited. Just trust me. Listen to me. Follow me. And I'll take you to that higher road. Well, there's nothing better than the high road. And that's what they were on. Okay, so anything else? What are some other things on that high road? How about a relationship with Christ? Relationship with His Heavenly Father? Peace? Yeah. God's love? Huh? Worship? Praise? How about loving each other? How about friendship? I mean, we could name these for another hour. Just stop and think. All the things that are on this high road, are those all good things? Is it only Christians that want that, or does everybody want those things? I read a quote one time that said this, the things that men do upon the earth, whether good or evil, it is for love's sake that they do them. You have to think about that one for a minute. All right, let's go to the next one. Philippians 3:19, talking about the people on the low road. It says their end is destruction. You could say loss of destiny. Whose God is their belly. Whose glory is their shame, who glory in their shame, whose mind is fixated on earthly low things. Oh, I could never do that. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I'm not smart enough. I'm too short. I'm too old. Have you ever disqualified yourself from something? I don't have the education. I could never get that job. I could never get promoted. Looks like I'm stuck. What kind of thinking is that? What road are you walking with that thinking? Come on, y'all, say it. The low road. But on the contrary, our conversation, daily walk, is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Question. What does it mean to mind be fixated on earthly things? Some of the things, I know we've already said it, but let's just, has your mind ever been fixated on the temporary? That's a good one. Not looking to the eternal, looking at the temporary. How about this? Looking at the dark side? What? Yes, but that might be true of you, but not for me. Maybe that's good. Maybe that happened in your life, but it won't happen in my life. Okay, so in what way is our conversation in heaven? That word there, conversation, I think that was the King James Version. It doesn't literally mean your talk, but it can include that. Literally means the way you live. The way you live. So in what way is our life in heaven?
When our priorities
Okay, yeah, good. Priorities line up with the scriptures. All right. Well, doesn't the Bible tell us that we're seated with Christ in the heavenlies? Seated with him. Listen, God took us and put us on the high road. To get on the low road, you have to really talk yourself into it and talk yourself out of the high road. That's not for me. I can't do that. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a missionary. You know, I don't know the Bible that well. So we talk ourselves right into going back to the low road, which is a loss of destiny. That's one of my definitions of sin, by the way. Here it is. Sin, the destruction of destiny. All right. So our conversation in heaven, you might say the kingdom of heaven. Was Jesus' conversation, his talk, his activity, all within the kingdom of heaven? In other words, it's like acting like you're in heaven before you get there. Living as if you're in heaven before you get there. Wow. What kind of a city would we live in? What kind of a nation would we live in if everybody said, we're in heaven. We've already gone to heaven. We're not physically there yet, but spiritually we are. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's all around you. All right. So, all right, Proverbs 24:7. Let me see how we're doing on the time. Proverbs 24:7. I know this is some of your favorite scripture. Wisdom is too high for a fool. Now, sometimes, unfortunately, I look in the mirror and say that to myself. You ever called yourself a fool? No, but I've called myself an idiot. Oh, okay. Well, it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. Okay, so here's the question. Why does the psalmist call the person who takes the low road a fool? What? There's nothing good down there. How about this? Nothing redeeming. It's self-defeating. Anybody like to live in self-defeat? No. You say no, but then we've got choices to make every day that puts us on one road or the other. It's not up to God. It's up to you. God, why did you put me down here on this low road? No, he didn't put Adam and Eve on the low road, did he? No, he had a high road for them. He's not going to put you on the low road, but he will save you from the low road. Yeah. He'll put his spirit in you. He'll help you get on to the higher road. So it's foolish, isn't it? It's actually foolish, self-defeating, destruction of destiny, sinful, counterproductive to walk on the low road. All right. Here goes Isaiah 33. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high with God. Without God. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness, and he will be the stability of your times, abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. Ooh. All of that is where? On the high road. Do you want those things in your life? Certainly. And they're available. Holy Spirit's going to help you. Why not ask him today, Lord, help me to get on that road, stay on that road, and enjoy my walk on that road. Because there's no joy down here. There's struggle. There's effort. Okay, so if we take the high road where God travels, what might our attributes be? What? Hope. All right. How about a new attitude? Huh? Kindness, generosity, peace, joy, love. You can just go through the gifts of the Spirit, can't you? There they are. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. Hey, that's a good one. You ever felt like you were out of control? On the low road, you're out of control. On the high road, self-control. Yeah. So God meets us on the low road in order to carry us to the high road. How do we get off the low road, which is counterproductive to our love, joy, and peace? Well, we've been talking about it. Let's go to the next one. John 8:23. So this is Jesus talking. You are from below, and I am from above. You're of this world. I'm not of this world. Question. What does Jesus mean by the phrase of this world? Of this world. What? The world we live in? What else? Probably several different ways to put this. What was that?
You said carnal, that's a good
word. Oh, carnal? Yeah. Okay. Living on a sensual level. Just limited by your five senses. That's a real good one. Okay. Of this world. Does it mean that we need to get off of this planet in order to walk the high road? No, we're supposed to walk the high road where, and the low road is just right down here, and you've got a choice between the high and the low. It's for this life. So, of this world means a worldly mentality that doesn't know any better to just to take the low road. So what was the high road for Jesus? And what was the low road that others traveled? So, yes. Oh yeah. The sub-life of sin. So that's a good one. So it's the low road is a sub-life. You're not getting the most out of it. Wouldn't that be terrible to get to heaven and you had all these complaints and God said, that's because you walked the low road your entire life. It's the sub-life. You could be living the master life on the high road where you enjoy all of the benefits from heaven before you get there. Okay, let's look at Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are on the high road. I added that. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above. In other words, be determined. That's the road you're walking today. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things on the earth, meaning the low. Isn't that a good analogy, that scripture, for the high road and the low road? Just didn't use those words. All right. So, question. List some ways to seek the things that are above. How are we seeking the things that are above? Becky? Mm-hmm. Right. That's a good one. Being thankful. How about this? Telling your mirror when you look at yourself and saying, you are a child of potential today. How about negativity? Don't think negative. You've got a choice there. All right.
The way Jesus puts it is, abide, if you abide in me,
okay,
and my word abides in you, ask whatever you will, and it'll be done.
Yeah.
So the opposite of the game is to stay in his word, let his word abide in you, and you should abide in him.
Yes.
You're
on the high road. And on the low road, you might pray, but you're just never getting satisfaction. You never seem to be getting through to God. Seems like too great of a distance between you and God. And you say, has God ever listened to me? And you're always frustrated. Your prayer life is frustrated on the low road. On the high road, that's different because now you're abiding with Christ. Where is he? He's on that high road. That's where faith is. That's where results are. That's where victory is. That's where you get your power from walking on that high road. Okay, well, we've kind of answered all that. Here's another question. So, what is the high road in our thinking? All right, we did that. What's the low road? Gone to the negative. Have you ever just woken up in the morning and you're on the negative? So, what that tells you is, I'm on the low road. I got to get off of this road because I'm not going to get much out of today. If I keep walking, walk in negativity all day, walk in hurt feelings, walk offended, what road are you on? Okay. Yeah. Maybe it feels good to lick your wounds, but, you know, we might have to get one of those bubble things they put on a dog to keep them from licking their wounds, get you back up on the high road. We're going to help you, and God's going to help you. So, what is the high road in our self-talk in relationship with others? Well, we said it earlier, forgiveness. Okay, including God in your relationships and your fellowship. Putting others first. Being uplifted. Good, those are all good. Others?
Proverbs says a word fitly spoken is like an apple of gold in the plain of silver. Life and death in the power of the tongue. And if we listen, then God will give us words of encouragement, words to build someone up, words to help them set their minds on Christ and to encourage them that they're doing well.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, did y'all see the movie Mary Poppins? And remember Ed Wynn in there and Dick Van Dyke? And they got to laughing, they got tickled, they couldn't stop laughing. And what happened to them? Yeah, they started elevating and they were all the way up on the ceiling and they kept cracking jokes and laughing and they stayed up there. So I just thought there's a good analogy for us. You know, the more joy you have, it just starts lifting you up. Yeah. And then they said, told something sad and they started sinking, you know, back to the ground. Oh, so there's so many illustrations, the high road. How about criticism, gossip, negativity? What road are you on? All right. So if you're on the high road and all of a sudden you have this temptation to talk negative or talk bad about somebody. Well, I don't like him. I don't like her. You feel yourself starting to sink. Or kind of being crowded out, edged over to the side of the road. You go, oh, what's happening? What's happening? Oh, I know what's happening. I'm on my way to the low road. God, I don't want to go there. I repent. I'm repenting right now. God says, okay, get back on. Repent. Put a good word in your mouth. How about put, I'm sorry. I apologize. Let's get back together. We haven't talked enough. Encouragement, all that stuff, it's all on the high road, all the stuff you ever wanted in this life. All right, Matthew 7. All right, we got to close this out. We'll do this fast because you know this scripture. Enter by the narrow gate. So there's the narrow way and there's the broad way. How does that relate to the teaching today? The narrow way, up here. There's room for you, but it is narrow. Okay? And there's the broad way, which is the low road. All right, so here's a question about it. Enter by the narrow gate. Enter what? What are we entering? Jesus said enter by the gate, but where? What are we entering?
Kingdom of God.
Kingdom life. A new kind of life. New way of looking at things. What else? Are there similarities between the high road and the narrow road? Well, we just said that. Let's go down. Everybody is on the broad, low road by nature. That's what Adam and Eve did to us. They believed the devil's lie. Yeah, they thought they were going on a higher plane. They went to a lower plane. Their destiny got destroyed. Yeah. So, is it possible to move up? Everybody says yes. You're voting for yes? Yeah, hope so by now. Concluding thoughts. In every event in my life, I have a choice between a high road and a low road. Choice is a very important feature that God put into you. Be glad it's there. What kind of a life would you have if you had no choices? My old nature is programmed for the low road, traveling the well-worn path. On the low road, you will never be able to please God and reach your potential in Christ. Now, God will forgive you, have mercy on you. He can turn you around, but realize the road that you're on and don't make excuses for the road you're on. You can't make excuses for that being on that road when all you got to do is just step off of it and step up on the high road. You know what the high road is, and it's a choice you make 100 times a day. Laura Markham, PhD psychologist, said the high road is love, the low road is fear. Choose love as often as you can. Robert Frost, in the poem, The Road Not Taken. Yeah. I memorized these last few lines, although I inserted a line that's not in his poem. The high road and the low road. Had to put that in there. You know, if he would have thought of that, he probably would have put it in there. But he wasn't thinking that. So, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. There you go. And that's made the difference in our lives too. The high road that Jesus carved out for us, paved the way for us. We can walk the same road that Jesus is walked and is walking. And we're seated with Him and we're walking on that high road. Is that the last one? Yep, that's the last one. So I'm just so thankful that I'm free. I'm free. I can walk the low road if I want to. I can feel sorry for myself if I want to, but I don't have to. That's right. I've got a choice. I'm free. All right. Okay, what about our prayer requests? Becky? Courtney? For healing, speedy recovery, and David?